This is MSO Newsports.com. I'm Bill Newell with Woody Lancaster, who won the largest pumpkin contest at the Topsfield Fair a couple of years ago. Right. Second place last year. And I understand there's some bad news from the garden this year, or at least possibly bad news.
Well, it was bad news. I lost my largest pumpkin yesterday, and it was estimated at 1,980 pounds and still growing, had 23 days to go before the fair. So I was on track for a big win and hopefully winning again this year. I've got a second pumpkin at home that's a few hundred pounds smaller, and we're working on it, trying to get it to grow. We haven't given up yet.
Now, what's the secret to getting them to grow that big?
There's no secrets anymore with the Internet, advent of the Internet. There's all the information out there for everybody that's interested. We have a website that most of the giant pumpkin growers use, and it's called bigpumpkins.com. We do a lot of soil preparation, a lot of soil amendments, a lot of fertilization and stuff of that nature. There's a lot of new type soil amendments that we now use that have been developed over the years, but none of us are really keeping secrets. We might change our formula of fertilization once in a while, and we share that actually quite freely.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of hard work.
It's like steroids, right?
Yeah. Well, there actually have been steroids used in the past, but we find that those don't work like just regular fertilizer works best.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of soil amendments, a lot of natural type compost and things of that nature to build your soils up.
Well, Woody, how do you get that pumpkin from your garden to the fair?
We use an A-frame erected over top the pumpkin, and then we have a lifting ring that attaches to the pumpkin and has like seatbelt webbing material. And each of the eight straps that go around the pumpkin have a loop. We draw a line tight around the turn of the pumpkin so it can't come out when we lift it. Take a chain faller, come along, pick the thing up, drive a truck or a trailer underneath of it, set it on a pallet, bring it to the fair, and then they move it with forklifts on this end.
Now, after the fair, do you carve it and leave it on your yard for Halloween, or what do you do with a pumpkin that big?
Most of these pumpkins do end up as Halloween jack-o'-lanterns. Once in a while, we'll sell one to the interested parties, but most of them do end up with jack-o'-lanterns and then in the compost pile.
Well, Woody, great meeting you, and good luck this year with at least pumpkin number two here.
Thank you very much. We'll keep trying.
Yeah. Woody Lancaster with us. He's from Topsfield and in entering the largest pumpkin contest at the Topsfield Fair. I'm Bill Newell on MSO Newsports.com.